Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Air Purifier Thunderstorm. The three-pack is back. To order, go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in code Howie3. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Look, I want to be clear is that people who I know in New York City and when I've gone out to restaurants in New York City, people that I've seen were thrilled to take their vaccine cards out, and they feel much safer walking in. So let's stipulate that I do know a lot of people like this.
I'm part of the club. I have a card. Do you have a card? Do you have a card?
No, I don't.
Does anyone
card.
Here have a card?
We don't have cards.
It's a video club card. Ah!
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Should it be a litmus test question for American institutions like the FBI and DOJ for the answer under a polygraph to be no, the election wasn't stolen?
So, George, how do I beat this lie detector?
I'm sorry, Jerry, I can't help you.
Come on, you got the gift. You're the only one that could help me.
Jerry, I can't. It's like saying to Pavarotti, teach me to sing like you.
Приветствую вас, господин президент.
There you go. Hello.
Look, here's the mic. Right here in the bush.
Yeah.
Now you talk towards it. The sound goes through the cable to the box. But you have to talk into the mic first.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
You know, I think we all learned pretty early in life that whenever you underestimate an opponent, whatever field you're competing in, you're really making a big mistake. But it's got to be pretty hard for Putin not to underestimate Joe Biden, don't you think? I mean, what the bleep? Somebody just texted in and said, did Joe Biden ask Vladimir Putin to release Francis Gary Powers today? I'm not even sure Joe Biden even remembers who Francis Gary Powers was.
Where is everybody?
Exactly. He was the U-2 pilot that was shot down or went down, and those guys were supposed to, they were spy pilots basically, and they were supposed to take a poison pill and kill themselves if they went down. It was kind of a suicide mission but Francis Gary Powers decided, nah, I don't think I'll commit suicide. So it was a big international incident at the end of the Eisenhower years. But I don't think Joe Biden, I don't think he remembers much of anything. He remembers corn pop.
I don't know what the hell's going on here. My mind's going blank now.
I think we all agree on that, Joe. You don't have to tell us. Anyway, we're sold out of the cheap bastard deals with the ReadyWise 60-serving entree bucket. It's always very popular. If you still want to get something, though, they have special deals. You can go to ReadyWise.com. That's one word, ReadyWise.com, and click on the code Howie15. That's one word, Howie15, and you can get still get more deals. But that's a really good deal. And I forgot to say to Brandon Erickson, let's go, Brandon. Let's go, Brandon. 844-500-4242. I want to mention a couple of stories before we go into our next topic here. There was just so much money being made or was being made to be anti-Trump. You know about the Lincoln Project, also known as the Pedo Project, for the predilections of one or two of the leaders of the group. They made millions and millions last year being anti-Trump. Well, apparently another guy that got in on the gag was Bill Kristol. And I always wondered, how was he supporting himself? Because, you know, they took the Weekly Standard away from him. And I always thought he was kind of bitter because they brought him and Steffi in at the same time at ABC News, when obviously he was sort of a professional beard for Steffi. They just wanted to get Steffi inside so he could take over everything. And then they kicked Kristol to the curb. But it apparently looks like Kristol has discovered that living well is the best revenge. There's a story on CNBC. A group led by longtime GOP strategist Bill Kristol and a group of fellow so-called Never Trump Republicans raised more than $35 million last year. $35 million! And this was like the second group behind the Pedo Project. The nonprofit organization Defending Democracy Together. I think we can learn that, you know, from democracy dies in darkness, or now this defending democracy together. If you see democracy in a motto or a name of an organization, you can probably reach for your wallet. They spent millions on projects attacking then-President Trump. Its biggest single contribution, $6 million, went towards one of the group's projects, Republican Voters Against Trump, according to a 990 tax disclosure first reviewed by CNBC. So they raised $35 million to give to anti-Trump organizations, and then they gave $6 million to themselves. Okay, and there were two anonymous donations of over $10 million. Previous backers of the group, of this group called 1630 Fund, it's a dark money fund that often backs Democrat-leaning causes, include a foundation run by conservative media mogul Rupert Murdoch's son, James Murdoch, and his moonbat wife, Catherine. So in other words, they're making money off Fox, and then they're turning around and giving it to Bill Kristol to rip Trump to shreds. But listen, it gets better. Kristol is not the only Republican running the organization. Sarah Longwell, a veteran Republican strategist, is the group's executive director. The group, Defending Democracy Together, paid over $4 million to Longwell Partners. Does that name ring a bell, Longwell? A communications firm run by Sarah Longwell herself, who is the executive director of the group. So they raise money to fight Trump and then pay themselves $4 million and $6 million, respectively. That's nice. That's good. As long as you don't have any texts, trolling underage boys, you'll be okay. That was the Pedo Project's big mistake, I guess. 844-500-4242. As you know, Jared Golden is the congressman from Maine's 2nd District, Northern Maine, which is a big Trump stronghold. And he won due to the ranked choice voting abomination a few years ago. And now he's, again, a very much of an endangered species. He was the only Democrat to vote against the first big welfare boondoggle that Biden was promoting. The only one out of the 220 or so Democrats in the House of Representatives. And there's a story in Politico today, a Dems plot escape from Biden's poll woes. And lawmakers need to get better at selling his agenda to avert midterm disaster. And the lead in the story is Jared Golden from the 2nd District of Maine. Jared Golden is facing one of the toughest reelection battles in the country. One thing he says doesn't keep him up at night, though, is President Joe Biden's sinking approval rating. "I really don't care at all," the Maine Democrat said. "I've got my own approach to doing things." He says he handily outran Biden in Trump country. Quote, "What I know about his approval ratings right now versus my own is that I'm outpacing him by about 30 points. Okay, so he's bragging to Politico. Just remember that. I don't think the Bangor Daily News will be picking up this story of the Kennebunk Journal. So I just wanted you to know about it. 844-500-4242. Jimmy, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jimmy.
Hey, Howie. I wondered if you saw another one of Biden's vaccine mandate. For I think it was federal contractors was
right.
Shot down in court today.
Yeah, the Seventh Circuit was shot down. Yeah, so that's another one. I mean, he's losing across the board here.
Have you heard anything about what's going on up here in Maine with Governor Mills? Of course, has mandated that all healthcare workers get the shot, or you can't work. My wife and daughter both are elected to resign and don't have jobs now up here in the healthcare. I know the Liberty Council, I think, had 2,000 plaintiffs and was taking it to court, but I haven't heard anything about it. Have you heard anything?
No, not since that judge in Portland, Levy, I think his name was, shot the guy from originally from New York, shot it down, the original one. I don't know what the situation is. I think it's going to have to be decided in the Supreme Court because the and the thing about these people, the Biden and the Democrats, they only take court decisions seriously if they win. If they don't win, they just say, doesn't really matter. They try to get a workaround. Did you hear that guy Jim Cramer the other day was saying that OSHA should enforce all these regulations? It had already been shot down in court. OSHA has no power to enforce any of these regulations, mandates, I should say. And yet, this is a guy from Harvard Law School who says OSHA should just go ahead and violate the law. This is how they think, Jimmy.
I know. Mills is just, she's a crony anyways, I think, that's trying to get a federal job. I mean, recently she sided with these nut jobs that want to ban some of the lobstering season up here because of the right whales, I guess, getting trapped lobster traps. You know, the last time a white whale got trapped in a lobster trap was 1970, and the friggin' whale survived. I don't know where these Fruit Loops come up with stuff, but she's just a crony, I think, that wants a federal job and sides with anything that she thinks will win her points with the Biden administration.
I think as the Biden administration spirals downward and the economy just goes south, despite what they're trying to promote at the inside the Beltway with their cronies, as you put it, I think more and more of these Democrats are going to try to pull out. I mean, don't you think Gretchen Whitmer in Michigan? She's running way behind in the polls. I mean, she'll want some kind of federal job. Tony Evers in Wisconsin is another one. I mean, all these people are going to be endangered, and they sure don't want to go back to the dreaded private sector. I wish I could tell you something about for your good news for your wife and daughter, Jimmy, but I don't know any. 844-500-4242. I'm back in Florida, but I made sure to make one last visit to Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire before I took off. I don't go to anyone other than Dr. Bruce Houghton. At my most recent visit, it was great meeting a new patient from Concord, New Hampshire, who's been listening to the show for years. Perfect Smiles has had clients from all over Howie Carr Nation, Northern Maine, Cape Cod, and Connecticut. Howie Carr Show listeners understand that Dr. Houghton is worth the trip. When you need to get first-class dental work done, from full reconstructive to veneers to just regular maintenance work for your mouth, you need to go to Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. Perfect Smiles is so easy to get to just off the main drag, and there's plenty of free parking. Don't trust your dental work to anyone but the best, and that's what Dr. Bruce Houghton is. He is the very, very best. Visit the Perfect Smiles website and see my before and after video. After you see what Dr. Houghton did for me, you'll understand why so many listeners from all over New England travel to Perfect Smiles. Believe it or not, the protocols they've instituted since the COVID have made it an even more pleasurable experience to go to the dentist. And if you procrastinated about getting routine maintenance work done on your teeth for the last 2 years, don't wait any longer. The longer you wait, the more likely there is to be trouble. Get it done now. Perfect Smiles. Visit their site today at perfectsmiles.com. That's perfectsmiles.com. And don't forget to let them know you are a Howie listener. I'm Howie Carr.
We'll be right back as Howie puts the finishing touches on his Christmas palm tree.
Where do you think you're going to put a tree that big? Bend over and I'll show you.
Howie Carr. We'll be right back. The Howie Carr Show.
Add two delicious plant-based Super Beats Heart Chews to your morning routine for heart-healthy energy without a caffeine crash. For my listeners only, you can get up to 45% off plus free shipping at superbeats.com/Howie. This is their best offer available anywhere. That's superbeatsradio.com/Howie. Up to 45% off at superbeatsradio.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Would you be willing to wear a mask indoors at all times due to your fear of Omicron?
There's a poll out today saying that a majority of Americans would be willing to do so. No, I would not.
96% say no.
I thought as much. 860, is it bad that anti-Trump people are being scammed out of their donation money? It really doesn't bother me. I understand what you're saying in one sense that, yeah, it doesn't bother me that they're being scammed, but the people who are scamming them are so bad. You know, the people from the Pedo Project and Bill Kristol and whoever else is with them. I mean, they're no good either. You know, everybody in the Pedo Project was going broke. They were all bust out, failed consultants. You know, one of them was said Trump was a racist and he had a Confederate flag on his ice chest that he took around. I mean, they were all frauds. I hate to see frauds getting rich off of scams. 844-500-4242. It's kind of like Charlie Parker, raising hundreds of thousands of dollars. And then as soon as the reporting period ends, 8 hours later, he drops out of the race. I mean, it's the same thing, isn't it? He and Karen Polito, they raised his lieutenant governor, they raised $500,000 last month. And they must have known they weren't running, but now they're set. $500,000. I mean, it's chump change compared to the Pedo Project and Bill Kristol's group. But still, it keeps you going, doesn't it? Josh, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Josh.
Yeah, hey, thanks for taking the call. I just want to let your listeners know that the House passed a bill, the U.S. Congress lower house passed a bill called H.R. 550. It's called the Immunization Infrastructure Modernization Act of 2021, which what it was really, in fact, is a immunization database. I'm a lefty, all right? I'm not a conservative. I'm telling you, this is fascist for the U.S. federal government to use taxpayer dollars to form a vaccination database to see who is vaccinated, who is not. This is insane.
This was passed by the House. When was it passed?
It passed a couple of weeks ago. Whatever, I don't remember when it was passed, but it had every Democrat vote plus 80 Republicans. All right, H.R. 550 basically creates a.
Let me check it out. I can't believe it got 80 Republicans, and I can't believe no Democrats defected on it. There should have been at least one or two Jared Goldens or somebody should have defected, right?
Yeah,
but then Tulsi Gabbard's gone, so she was one of the last of the people who would put her foot down on something like this. Let me check it out, Josh, and see what I can find. H.R. 550. Lee, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Lee.
Hey, I don't care what you say, Howie. I think you need to start a foundation, Everybody Against Biden, and you and I can get rich. I just want 3-4%. That's it. I'll be good.
Everybody Against Biden, and you know we're gonna fund some of the grassroots organizations, and just so happens I have a grassroots organization named Grassroots Organization, and you know we're only gonna raise $30 million, and we're only gonna give 20% of the money to grassroots organization. How does that sound?
Sounds great, as long as I get my 3%. Hey, Howie, during Grace's news, she mentioned the ships, you know, out in California, Long Beach,
yeah,
and all that.
Right.
You know who's partly to blame for this big fat lie is Walsh Marty. He was down there on the docks giving speeches.
Was he really?
He's part of the big scam. Oh yeah. Mark.
I think Walsh Marty would like to run for governor, but I don't know that he has the fire in his belly anymore to do something like that. It would be a tough fight. Even against a field of non-entities, basically on the Democrat side, I'm not sure. But this, it can't be a good job to be working as the labor secretary for a guy like a guy who can't remember your name. You know, I mean, and Walsh Marty, I'm sure that's on a day when he can actually sort of remember the name. I'll bet most days he can't remember Marty Walsh's name at all. Thanks for the call, Lee. 844-500-4242. We'll keep taking some calls, and we've got other things to talk about, including the Biden administration, you know, is blaming the crime wave on COVID-19. Is there anything COVID can't do? Really? 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
I was just reading up on this H.R. 550, and, you know, Dan Crenshaw, the Texas Republican, who's done a good job on a number of issues, he's saying that this is not a big deal. He's one of the ones who voted against it, but I'm not sure this is the way to go. We'll have to learn more about this. Following passage of H.R. 550, Crenshaw and other Republicans from Texas came under heavy criticism. This is from a Texas website, for supporting what many fear will be a national vaccine database that would allow the federal government to track and possibly punish unvaccinated citizens. Crenshaw vigorously disputed that characterization of the bill. There is no new database, he said. Unfortunately, many Republicans you trust are lying to you. Well, I don't want to get into the whole thing now, but the bill's author was Annie Custer, and we in New England know her. She's from the 2nd District of New Hampshire. She stated in a press release, and you can judge for yourself from what she says, it would enhance security of the bidirectional exchange, whatever the hell the bidirectional exchange is, and also says the systems could be used, this is the key, remind patients when they are due for a recommended vaccine. Remind patients when they are due for a recommended vaccine. Let me translate that into English. It could order patients to get a mandated vaccine, or it could certainly be changed from remind and recommended to order and mandated.
Your papers, please.
So I don't blame Josh for being a little concerned. I'm sorry I didn't know about it, but what can I tell you? 844-500-4242. By the way, there's some more good news. Chris Cuomo lost his book deal today, and now Saleh Omarova, the communist professor who wanted to end private bank deposits and wanted to give all the money in the system to the feds to dole out to quote-unquote socially responsible entities. She's actually a communist. She was born in the Soviet Union, lived in the Soviet Union, not Russia, in the Soviet Union until she was in her 20s. Her nomination for comptroller of the currency, Saleh Omarova, her name has been withdrawn from Senate consideration for the post today. And this was kind of a moot point because I think 5 Democrats had come out against her, so she didn't have nearly the votes. I don't think they were going to get a single Republican, and five Democrats were against her. And I mean, she was really, really bad. She wouldn't even release her doctoral dissertation because I mean, how bad must it have been for them not to release it? But you may remember when Senator Kennedy of Louisiana was questioning her a couple of weeks ago in a Senate hearing.
In 2019, you joined a Facebook group, a Marxist Facebook group, to discuss socialist and anti-capitalist views. Now, that's what I see from your record. And you have the right to believe every one of these things. You do. This is America. But I don't mean any disrespect. I don't know whether to call you professor or comrade.
That's one of the better lines of the year, I would say, on Capitol Hill. And now you can just call her gone. She's been tossed. They'll probably come up with this administration, they usually come up with someone worse. But I don't know how much worse you can get than somebody who wanted to nationalize all the bank deposits and then hand out the money to socially responsible. When you say socially responsible, of course, you mean just Democrats. Think diversity, equity, and inclusion. Think blackouts and brownouts for electricity. Think bridges falling down, because nothing would get done if the federal government is not very good at doing much of anything other than, say, targeting parents who want to go to school board meetings. They're pretty good at that. They're pretty good at trying to, try to kidnap the governor of Michigan with a dozen agents involved and six members of so-called militias. They're good at that kind of stuff. But when it comes to actually accomplishing anything for the American people, not so hot. Chris, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Chris.
Well, I guess we don't have to worry about saving that dollar bill that she'd have her signature on, right? That's part of the control.
Right? Good point.
Well, two things real quick. These guys at the Lincoln Project, I know them by professional reputation. None of them have won an alderman's race.
Right.
And they managed to, but it's all part of a shakedown, and it's in both parties. And what they do is they find some guy or gal who's got so much money they don't care. They get a big check. They produce a couple of ads. Not only do they pay themselves as consultants, but once they place the ads, they take 20% off the top and run the ads on TV, show the ads to the donor. The donor gets all excited, and no one knows they were even there. So there's a book in there, Howie, for you. I know you're capable of doing it. You just have to have the right title for it.
What would you've thought about this longer than I have. What would your suggestion be for a title?
I can't say them over the air what my ideal title for the book would be, but nonetheless, one quick thing about the Axios poll. Don't be discouraged about that nonsense. Axios does online polling, and they oversample like crazy. Like most polls are all oversampled to get the result they want to promote their brand. But if you stick to Trafalgar and some of those are the real accurate ones that give you an idea of what's going on out there in the real world.
I just wanted to throw it out there to ask people sometimes. You know, I like to ask people, and that's the best way to do it with a poll question. You keep coming back to it every hour. But I don't know anybody actually who's scared of Omicron. And, you know, the thing about the consultants is, too, I mean, I wrote a column about it last week, but, you know, everybody's urging Marty Walsh to run for governor in Massachusetts. And the reason they're urging him to run is because he's got $5.1 million in the bank. And, you know, all these same consultants who are the failed members of the Peto Project or Bill Kristol's group, they all just want to dip into that money. And like he said, you know, you produce the ads and then you place the ads and you get 15 or 20%. I mean, that's how Bernie Sanders has gotten wealthy running for president. It's not these best-selling books. Because as I've told you, I mean, I've written two New York Times bestsellers, and here I am in front of the microphone. I mean, it's decent money, but it's not gonna, you know, you can't retire, you can't buy three homes on unless you're you know, writing Harry Potter books or something like that. And the way he's making his money is he gets all these people, you know, $60 million, and then he gives the money to this group to place the ads, one of which is his wife, one third of it. So if the group makes, I don't know, $5 million, then $1.6 million of that is going to comrade Bernie Sanders. It's a good grift. There's so many scams out there. It's just, you know, sometimes don't you wonder and say, why can't I figure out a scam like this? Why can't I start the Democracy Ends Biden project? All it would take would be $100 million. That's all I'm asking for is $100 million. It's better than honest Howie's carbon credits. Mike, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, Howie, I caught the article there about Jared Golden up here.
Yeah.
And if I was him, I wouldn't get too comfortable.
No, that's
most of the veterans up here.
That's what I'm thinking. I think he sounds pretty cocky in that story, Mike, doesn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, he sure does. And I'll tell you, all the veterans up here have no use for him anymore. Let me tell you, Howie, when they wanted to read the names of the Marines killed in the suicide bombing on the floor of the house, Brian Mast, who was down there, who had lost two legs in Afghanistan, and the other vets
from
were down in the well of the house.
Yeah.
Yeah. That moron got up and walked the hell out with Pelosi and them. And us vets up here aren't going to forget it.
Hmm. Well, don't get spread that story around. And, Mike, spread that story around in Politico, too, about how cocky he is. And he seems a little overconfident to me. I wouldn't be bragging like that if I were him. I wouldn't be bragging like that if I were anybody, you know? Pride goeth before a fall. Another one of those old expressions that you know, you learn and you don't think too much of, but it turns out it was true. It is true. Thanks for the call, Mike. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Hey, Howie, how you doing?
Good.
You mentioned I want to talk about HR 550. You know, 550. The gentleman called about.
Yes.
But you had mentioned that woman that got her nomination withdrawn.
Yeah, Saleh Omarova.
Yeah, right. You said they probably wouldn't get any Republican. How about Lindsey Graham? I'm sure he would vote for her. So
I don't think so.
He's approved every one of Biden's budget judges. So, but on the HR 550, right?
Yeah.
Dan Crenshaw's explanation down there in Texas was kind of a little weak because my nephew lives down there, and he sent me it via the video. And it was weak, okay? That's a database. And you'll be surprised. There was a couple other Republicans that I was disappointed. Owens from Utah, he voted for it. Yep. Jim Banks from Indiana. You know who Jim Banks is. He was supposed
Jim
to be
Banks? Jim Banks, he was the guy. Yeah, he was the guy. He and Jordan were supposed to be on the January 6th committee to protect Trump and to basically call him out on their BS, and they wouldn't let him go on the committee. He voted for that?
You, Howie.
Yeah.
Kevin McCarthy from California.
That doesn't surprise me. That doesn't surprise me.
No, not at all. But, yeah. Howie, it's going to cost $440 million.
Ugh.
$440 million. Why would you give... Do you remember Democrats voting for anything when Donald Trump was in office?
No. No, well, you know, Crenshaw, I didn't get into the whole thing, but he said that it was worse, that they'd already passed the money to set this this Trojan horse of a registry up, and that this was a way to insert safeguards. I don't know. I've gotten to the point, John, where I don't believe anything they do. I mean, the Patriot Act that set up the FISA courts. I mean, everything that was said by people on the far left and the far right about how that court would be abused has turned out to be 100% true, hasn't it?
My point being, we're supposed to be excited about the Republicans taking back the House.
Yeah.
So when we had the House, the Senate, and the Congress with
the
Donald
presidency.
Trump, what did they do? The presidency, what did they do? What did they do to Trump? They screwed him the whole time.
Yeah. Well, okay. I mean, part of that was Paul Ryan. That was one of the problems, right? And then Trump got some really bad advice, and he appointed he didn't fire Comey. He appointed Sessions, who turned out to be a disappointment. But I don't who could have predicted Sessions being such a disaster, John?
Yeah, I understand that. But the bottom line is, why do you give Joe Biden anything? This guy has done nothing. They gave him the infrastructure bill, 13 congressional guys, 19 senators. They're going to have this this other bill. They knew it's going to be a disaster. And that Maliotakis, the woman that voted for she didn't vote for this. And Van Drew in New Jersey, he didn't vote for it. So Crenshaw down in Texas,
wow,
he even badmouthed some of the other Republicans. They never should have voted that. Not one Democrat voted against
it. Yeah, no, he said there's some snakes. I think he called them snakes. The Republicans who were talking against this. I don't know. We'll have to do more on this. I appreciate Josh, a lefty, calling in about this bill and letting me know. And I'm sorry I didn't know about it, but I know about it now, and we'll do some research into it. 844-500-4242. Protecting your family is essential, but defending yourself doesn't have to be lethal. It's time for safer self-defense with Taser, because Taser protects life on both sides of the trigger. Non-lethal and easier to use than a gun, Taser's smart self-protection devices can stop threats before, during, and after you pull the trigger. Take the Taser Pulse Plus. From 15 feet away, it can lock up an attacker's muscles for up to 30 seconds, half a minute, so you can safely escape. And when paired with your phone, the Taser Pulse Plus alerts emergency dispatchers with your GPS location as soon as you fire. And if you ever have to fire yours, Taser will replace the device for free. Get the same Taser technology trusted by police officers across the country since 1993. Giving you the confidence to pull the trigger. Get Taser Pulse Plus today and save 15% at Taser.com and enter promo code Howie. Spelled T-A-S-E-R.com, promo code Howie. Taser.com, promo code Howie. Supplies are limited. Restrictions apply. See site for details. I'm Howie Carr.
Keep it here. The captain will be back after this.
Gave you a gun, the authority to use it. One is no good without the other. They don't know that out there. So they'll scream blue murder until the next time they need a man with a badge.
Howie Carr.
Representative Andy Biggs, who's always willing to come on the show, Republican of Arizona, he voted against the bill. We'll try to get him on tomorrow to discuss this H.R. 550. I don't want to give the government any more power. They have not, by and large, handled themselves very well. I mean, there's all inside all of these people, and it's not just Democrats. I mean, look at Charlie Parker. I know he's technically a Republican, and he's really a Democrat, but there's a tyrant waiting to escape in most of these people. I mean, they're all more or less eager to tell you and me what to do. I don't want to give them any more power. I want to take the power away from them. And the more I see of the way they operate, the more respect I have for the founding fathers, because they understood that human nature is always going to be a problem, and you want to build in safeguards for the personal liberties of the citizens, all of us. I don't want to give them any more power to remind. I don't want them to remind me about anything. I don't want them to remind me about things they recommend that I do. Leave me the bleep alone. As one of my emailers just said, why won't the media talk about the real reason why people don't want to get the shots? Because they know other people have gotten sick after taking the shots, or in some cases have died. I know a guy who's going to have to get a heart transplant. I mean, and again, I know it was okay for me. I'm not in any real hurry to get a booster, but it was okay for me. It's okay for most people. But can you understand? Can these people not understand? Can de Blasio not understand why people might be hesitant to get this? And not just Trump supporters either. Mike, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, Howie, Mike from Maine, and Jared Golden. So the reason Jared's got a little hop in his step is a couple of reasons. Number one, RCV, which is just...
Yeah, ranked choice voting. Yeah, I mean, that's why he's there in the first place. Yeah.
Yes, he shouldn't be there in the first place. And then the second thing is they're drawing up redistricting in Maine, and they're trying to add Augusta and Hollowell to the second congressional district. So that's a district that'll never be read again if they get their way.
Wow. And the Republicans remain in the minority in the legislature, so they can probably get away with it, right?
And they're all rhinos up here, basically. I mean, I've talked to some of my Republican representatives, and they're do-nothings.
Not all of them, but yeah, I think they're some like that. Oh, that's too bad. That's a real shame. I hope the new districts would be in effect for next year.
I'm guessing so, yeah.
Yeah. Sorry to hear that. All right. Let's go, Brandon. You can still order the T-shirt at HowieCarrShow.com. Click on the store. I'm wearing it right now on Rumble. Let's go, Brandon. I'm Howie Carr.